This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The 2000 Olympics, Duncan.
Tonight, we welcome the world's greatest athletes and their supporters to Sydney, Australia.
Yep, those words were spoken 20 years ago today by Michael Knight, president of Sydney 2000, at the opening ceremony of the Sydney 2000 Olympics.
And so we're asking you, if you were a volunteer at the 2000 Olympics, what are your volunteer stories? Well, we're joined by Dougie from Hazelbrook. You sat in an executive suite with Michael Knight, is that right?
That's right.
How did that happen, mate?
The wife and myself, we both had our 35th wedding anniversary, and they threw an anniversary party for us.
Wow.
While we were watching the games.
It's Viv and Warrawee. How are you doing, Viv?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. What's your volunteer story?
Well, I was a volunteer in the village for the US team. And one of the things that they do is they only provide one pillow for every athlete. And I had one woman come up to me and say, you know, I need another pillow. And so I went out and bought her one and her husband one. And she won the first gold medal of the Olympics. So I take credit for it.
Of course. I mean, it was your
wow.
extra pillow that sorted that out.
the extra
right.
sleep that she got.
Yeah.
Viv, I imagine that this must be one of the best moments of your life volunteering for the Games, surely.
Oh, it was really amazing. You know, the sense of pride and community was really, really significant. You know, wherever you went, when I was in Circular Quay, you felt it. People, you know, hugged you from another country, and it was just fantastic. Community was really, really special. I met Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow.
Incredible.
And I took Todd Martin's undies in for washing.
This is incredible.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.